This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The Federal Reserve is set to announce its latest move on interest rates later today. Most analysts expect it to raise rates another 0.75 percentage point. In plain English, that means the Fed is still trying to slow U.S. economic growth as a way to control inflation. Inflation in the U.S. was last clocked at more than 8% a year. But what the Fed does to manage the U.S. economy has a global reach. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
The whole world is trying to cope with high inflation. But when it comes to fighting rising prices, the U.S. Fed's rate hikes have an outsized impact, says Jay Hatfield at Infrastructure Capital Advisors.
The Fed is really the one driving the bus, and then the other countries are forced to follow.
Higher U.S. interest rates attract global investments and drive up the value of the dollar. That helps the U.S., but weakens other economies, making everything from debt repayment to imports more expensive.
We're forecasting the U.S. stays out of a major recession, but the rest of the world, except China, does go into a significant recession.
Poor countries will suffer the most, says Adam Posen at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
Particularly developing countries with foreign currency debt are in trouble in large parts of Central Asia, Sub-Saharan Africa, Central America.
The global poor are hit especially hard by food and energy inflation because those commodities are priced in dollars on the world market. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.